Let's go to the confession line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello?
Yes. So we're going to confess here.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I tried to skateboard in my house one time. It didn't work very well. The wheels kept getting caught in the carpet, so I mowed my rug.
You mowed your rug?
Yes.
You, now, did you actually get a lawnmower and do this?
Yes.
You wheel it in, gas type, so you had to pull it. You had to pull it and turn it on. And you clipped it as low as you could get, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it worked, but...
And so, yeah, you played with the skateboard, and did you rake up the carpet clippings?
Of course, so my parents wouldn't see. I still haven't told them.
Now, what do you mean you haven't told them?
I'm not going to tell them.
Ooh, they don't see it?
Of course they saw, but they didn't know how it happened.
They didn't ask you?
They did, but I didn't tell them.
What do you think they think?
I don't know.
They don't think you got down on all fours and grazed on it, do you?
No. They probably know, but I still haven't.
And then you wheeled the lawnmower out as quickly as you could.
Exactly.
How old were you when you did this?
14.
14 years old. Okay. There's your confession. That's our first one. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Hey.
Okay, well, anyway, about 41 years ago, we'll say, when I was 17 with my brother-in-law, my sister, who's sort of like a sociopath, she convinced him to try and get money in an unorthodox way. So he decided to rob a convenience store, and he wanted me to drive the getaway car. Well, I did. Well, I know we were 16, 17, and I did. And what happened was is that after he robbed the store with the pellet gun that I had that looked remarkably similar to a .38 caliber.
Oh, man.
Well, this is one of those things when you're young and stupid.
You could have gotten killed.
He's running through the yards like a jackrabbit. He jumps in the car, and when he jumped in, he's sweating, and he's got a bag of money, you know, and he goes, "You want some of this?" And I go, "No, no." And you know what? The reason why I didn't want any, George, I know this sounds a little weird, but I'm driving the car. Oddly, I'm going toward the police station that were dispatched to come and get us, you know, for the robbery.
Sure.
And I'm eating an apple, and I got this strange euphoric high, like, wow, this is cool, you know? And the cops are going by my window in the opposite direction, and we're the ones. He's on the floor of the car with the bag of money, sweating like like bullets. And it's like, but the thing is that, George, I got to tell you, he went on to become a fireman. I went on to become a healthcare professional. And I kept telling myself over the years that it could have been so easy to take the wrong path, because I don't know, maybe it's because I got ADD, I don't know, but I thought it was cool that we did it and we got away with it.
How much money was in the bag?
Oh, God, it was hundreds, you know, for that back then in the 60s, you know, there was a lot of money in there. And he kept telling me that, oh, that lady was like, she almost had a heart attack because he had the gun and everything like that. And, but I mean, I'm telling you the truth. The thing is that I thought back then, and even when I think about it now, I'm thinking, why did I get this feeling that it was so cool to do that? And now I know why some criminals go down that path and stay on it, because you do get this funny feeling that you can get away with anything, because we did.
Yeah, and you did. You know what, though? Eventually you would have gotten caught.
Tell me about it. You know, and George, thank you for having something like this on, because, yes, it is a confession. No, you're not going to hear any names or addresses, but it did happen, and we were young enough, but something straightened us out. And like I said, we both became professionals, but it still weighs on me sometimes when I think about it. I think about the poor lady at the convenience store.
Did you know, ever bring the money back, ever?
No, because, like I said, my sister, she's a sociopath. She wanted money. And she made him get money, and he was intimidated into doing it. And he felt so bad that it happened. But, you know, believe me, that's another story. But the thing is that, no, we didn't take it back. But, George, I didn't want any money.
No, that's true. You didn't take it.
The part was is that I got my reward by being able to get away with it. And I know, I'm a healthcare professional, but back then, you just... never know what, where your life's going to lead you.
If somebody said, I need you to drive this car.
And I did.
Would you do it now?
If I did now?
Yeah.
For
that high.
Thanks, George. For
huh?
You did it to me because I still got this thing inside of me that it's one of those kind of things where if I... No, I, not on a situation like that because I would be more into white-collar crime, but not something like that because I kept thinking about that lady that was scared to death with a gun pointing at her, and that weighs heavy on me. I never wanted anybody to get hurt, but it was my pellet gun that looked like a .38 caliber that made that lady dump all the money in the bag and say, here, take it, take it, take it. And when he jumped in the car and he was on the floor of the car sweating and I'm driving, George, don't ask me because I'm not really that kind of a person deep down, but why I got such a high out of it because the cops were going in the direction.
Oh, yeah. To you, it was exciting. I'm going to take a few more calls, but, man, I'm glad and hope everybody learned their lessons out of that one. Let's go to the confession line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, Justin in Kansas City.
Hey, Justin.
I feel pretty bad about this. When I was in high school, I must have been maybe 17. I know I had a car. There was this grocery store across the street from where I lived, and the fireworks tent set up for 4th of July. And I was drinking with some friends the night before. I know I shouldn't have been doing that. And then the morning, snuck under the tent and stole a whole ton of fireworks. We filled two trunk loads. And that evening, we took them to my friend's house. They were having a fireworks party. And we had so much fun setting them all off. But, yeah, I wanted to get off my chest.
Oh, all right. All right. Did you feel guilty about it at all during the episode?
Oh, hell yeah.
You did.
Yeah, I did. But I don't know. It was kind of exhilarating. I never stole again. Now I can tell you that.
When I was a little kid, my folks took me to a retail store. And, you know, in those days, they had those clunky cash registers, not the ones we have today. And between the table where the cash register was a wall. It was about a 3-inch gap. And I'm looking down there, and there's all this crud down there. Obviously, you know, if somebody was sweeping the floor, they'd push stuff there, and it would get caught between there. I mean, it was just a lot of crud. And I looked down there, and I saw these two little tiny penknives. I mean, they must have been about 1 inch long, 2 inches long. So I reached down there while my folks are checking out, you know, right in front of the cashier. But, you know, she figures, you know, what's this kid doing playing in the dirt? So I reached down there and I grabbed these two little penknives and I looked at them and I put them in my pocket. I was about 8 or 9 years old and we went home. And we get home and I pull them out of my pocket and I have them on the table and I'm looking at them. And my mother says, where'd you get those? And I said, I found them in the garbage. And she said, what garbage? And I said, well, I found them in the garbage at the store. And she said, there was no garbage can there that we saw at the store. Where'd you get them? And I kept telling her, I found them in the garbage. I mean, I really believe that's what I did. And she said, no. And so she made me go back to the store. And I took these two little penknives out of my pocket and I handed them back to the people. And they said, thank you. And we left. But I did not think I was stealing them. I really thought I was picking something up, finders keepers. I really did. That's my confession.